Welcome to Mailbox. As promised, today we shall disclose the identity of our May mystery man, and at the end of the program you'll find out whether your name is among the lucky four who will receive Radio Prague goodies for their correct answers. So let's have a look at some of them. Henk Portvliet writes from the Netherlands.
The mystery man this month must be George Placek, who studied physics in Prague and Vienna. Together with Otto Frisch, he suggested direct experimental proof of nuclear fission. Together with Niels Bohr and others, he was instrumental in clarifying the role of uranium-235 for the possibility of a nuclear chain reaction. Later on, he joined the Manhattan Project, as mentioned by you.
Hans-Werner Lolicke listens in Denmark.
Georg Placek is the name of the person you're looking for. He was an outstanding physicist and worked for 8 years with my countryman, Professor Niels Bohr, who later gained the Nobel Prize.
So was Placek's first name George or Georg? Charlie Cocky from the Czech Republic offers the explanation later in his answer.
The famous experiment in quantum physics that asked the question, is light a wave or a particle, discovered that the correct answer is yes. That is, light exhibits behavior of both waves and particles. The determining factor is, what do you expect to find? If you expect a wave, it will behave like a wave. If you expect a particle, it will behave like a particle. In the same fashion, the correct answer to your quiz this week depends upon what you expect to find. The physicist in question was born in Brno, where I now most happily live, with the name Georg Placek. However, in the late 1930s, Georg worked with Niels Bohr, and as Hitler's Germany began devouring its neighbors, he followed Bohr in 1939 to the USA, after which he was known as George, Georg with an E, presumably not the same E that equals MC squared. So depending upon your expectations, the correct answer or answers is George or Georg Placek.
Nureddin Ahmad Hussein follows our programs in Jordan.
I read little about this great person, and I was astonished to learn that this Czech-born physicist participated in the American nuclear bomb project. The Czech Republic marked two anniversaries of George Placek in 2005, that of his birth on 26 September 1905, and that of his passing away on 9th of October 1955.
Colin Law from New Zealand supplied us with detail on Placek's family.
Dr. Baruch Placek, Georg's grandfather, was elected the first rabbi of Brno in 1860. His interest and enthusiasm for science was a positive influence on his grandson, Georg. Rabbi Baruch was a close friend of Johann Gregor Mendel, the father of genetics, and was the first to really understand and appreciate Mendel's genius. Placek's brother died 8 days after the Nazis' invasion of Czechoslovakia in March 1939, and his parents and his sister died in concentration camps during the Second World War.
David Eldridge from the United Kingdom mentions Placek's stay in the Soviet Union.
The Soviet Union devoted much effort to nuclear research because of the prospect of abundant energy that could be obtained from uranium. Centered around Kharkov in the Ukraine, many leading physicists worked together on nuclear research, including George Placek. One such circle amongst the physicists in Kharkov was known as the Landau Circle, and George Placek was a part of that circle. Political conflicts between individuals within the circle and the Soviet regime, and also the events of World War II, caused Placek to join the Manhattan Project as a member of the British mission. Placek is thought to have committed suicide in Zurich in 1955 because of illness.
Gavin Waters writes from Australia.
The Manhattan Project, of course, was the American secret search for a predicted nuclear chain reaction, and in particular, Placek was instrumental in suggesting the way to achieve nuclear fission with uranium-235. It is rather interesting that I'm living in Australia, which has a large resource of uranium. In today's climactic situation, I feel that nuclear power has a major role to play in our future energy provision.
Charles Konesny from Ohio takes regular part in our monthly quizzes.
Placek was another in a long line of brilliant physicists born and educated in Europe. His insight on the role and use of uranium-235 in the Manhattan Project during World War II played a key part in the development of the atomic bomb, which was the greatest weapons race of all time. I have read there was a Nazi effort underway as well, but with the war turning against them, they were starting to lack resources and motivation. I enjoy the question each month and look forward to the next one.
And of course, I won't leave you without one. But first, let me announce the names of the four listeners who will be sent small gifts for their correct answers. This time, there are Nureddin Ahmad Hussein from Jordan, John Rutledge from the United States, Yuri Faltenfors from Sweden, and Jaydeep Chakrabarty from India. Congratulations and many thanks to everyone for taking part. And finally, the promised question. This month, we are looking for the name of the great promoter of the alternative medicine practice of hydrotherapy, who was born in 1799 in what is today the North Moravian spa town of Jesenik. We expect your answers at the usual addresses, english@radio.cz or Radio Prague, 12099 Prague. Don't forget that the deadline for Radio Prague's annual listeners' contest is fast approaching. All the details can be found on our website. Until next week, happy listening.